Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. China's Communist Party Congress kicked off in Beijing today. The country's leader, Xi Jinping, gave the Congress's opening speech in which he praised the country's zero-COVID policies. That indicates strict COVID controls will likely remain well past this year. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Many in China hoped China's lockdowns, closed borders, and frequent COVID testing might relax after the Party Congress. The controls have throttled the economy, even as other East Asian countries open up. Instead, Xi Jinping praised what he called the, quote, all-out people's war against the virus, and said he considered the country's COVID controls one of the party's main achievements.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. Russia has opened a criminal investigation into yesterday's attack at a military training ground near the border with Ukraine. At least 11 people were killed. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
The incident occurred during a firearms training session for newly mobilized forces in Russia's Belgorod region. According to Russia's defense ministry, two gunmen, reportedly from a former Soviet republic, began shooting at training soldiers before the attackers were killed in retaliatory fire. The ministry labeled the incident a terrorist attack. Belgorod's regional governor issued a statement saying the injured were receiving care at local hospitals. The incident was the latest setback for a Kremlin mobilization drive to send 300,000 additional Russian troops to fight in Ukraine. The draft announcement has been met with public protests as well as several attacks on recruitment centers amid reports draft papers were being issued indiscriminately. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Canada has joined the United States in sending a shipment of armored vehicles to Haiti to help tackle gang violence that's crippling the Caribbean nation. Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto.
The shipment is a joint effort between the U.S. and Canadian Air Forces. In a statement from Ottawa, Global Affairs says the armored vehicles purchased by the Haitian government are intended to help Haitian police against violence by criminal gangs. Haiti has been experiencing an ongoing cholera epidemic that's killed 10,000 people in the past dozen years, as well as sexual violence against women and children. Haiti has also asked Canada and the U.S. for security assistance. But some experts and activists say Haiti should be left alone to decide its own destiny. Canada's ambassador to Haiti says Ottawa should not intervene until an election is held in Haiti to put the country back on track in terms of a political structure. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Officials in Iran say at least four inmates died during a fire at a prison in Tehran last night. Another 61 people were injured. The prison houses political prisoners, as well as some people detained in anti-government protests in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the protests continue despite a government crackdown. This is NPR News. A 21-day lockdown is in effect in parts of Uganda in an attempt to curb the rise of Ebola. An outbreak began in the East African nation on September 20th and has claimed at least 19 lives since then. An overnight curfew is in effect in two districts. Places of worship and entertainment venues have been ordered to close, but schools and mines remain open. The restrictions are to stay in effect until November 5th. In college football, third-ranked Alabama was the highest-ranked team to fall from the unbeaten ranks yesterday. Sixth-ranked Tennessee went down to the wire to slip by the Crimson Tide, 52-49. Greg Eklund reports.
Tennessee senior Chase McGrath kicked a 40-yard field goal as time ran out. He missed an extra point in the third quarter, and Vols coach Josh Heupel says he was checking on McGrath before the final kick.
I went over and talked to him on the bench, and he gave me the look like, get away from me, I'm good, you don't need to talk to me.
It was Tennessee's first win over Alabama since 2006. The Vols are 6-0. The Tide, now 6-1, set a school record by committing a record 17 penalties in the game. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Baseball's National League Championship Series starts Tuesday. The San Diego Padres and the Philadelphia Phillies will compete for a chance to go to the World Series, which begins October 28th. In the American League, the Houston Astros will play the winner of the series between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.